Church of Christ, Harrodsburg, Indiana. Nestled in the hills of central Indiana, about 10 miles south of the city of Bloomington, is the little village of Harrodsburg. In 1869, John and Mary Cutch conveyed to Henry F. Dillman, Oliver P. Anderson, David Strain, William F. Corman, and Moses Fields for the sum of $125, lot number 37 in the Newtown plot. Upon this lot, a church house was constructed, and the church began meeting the same year. A number of years before, Alexander Campbell had preached in the Presbyterian woods, not far away, making a lasting impression on the community. The church from the beginning bore the name Church of Christ, although it was identified with the movement that usually wore the title Christian Church. From 1869 until 1907, two cups were used to distribute the fruit of the vine, and the bread was broken in the middle at the giving of thanks. In 1907, this practice was stopped. One cup replaced the two. All this at the insistence of Brother John Chambers. Sunday school was never used. Around 1912 or 1913, there was an attempt to introduce the organ. When Ma Crum and Etta Taylor arrived at church and found the, quote, new invention, unquote, they turned its face to the wall. It was never used. Early preachers holding meetings at the congregation were Harry Guffin, 1907, W.W. Anderson, 1914, S.D. Baker, 1921, Homer L. King, 1928, and Homer A. Gay, 1933. From 1907 to the present, Harrodsburg has carried on its worship using one cup of unfermented grape juice, no Sunday school, and no instrumental music. A number of young men have trained under the oversight of this church, later in life becoming outstanding gospel preachers. Driving through this small village, one is stricken with the beauty of the meeting house as it sits quietly on the same lot where it was erected over 100 years ago. The bell in the old steeple still calls the townsfolk to worship every Sunday as it has down through the years. I am indebted to Verl Seeley for the historical information given above.